for Schnitz, obsessed with golden brown pan-cooked schnitzel. And Melbourne Airport parking, one-day terminal parking, only $51. Cheaper than a taxi to and from the city on 1116 SEN. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Welcome back to the program. Last night was football's night of nights. No question about that. The highest individual honour that can be handed out to an AFL footballer was announced. And Tim, it changes your life. I know you were a red hot favourite 1 year and you didn't quite get there, and you think it changed your life forever, but it may very well change the life of this young man. Although, having listened to him and known him for a little while and spoken to him, it won't change him as a person, I'm sure. Tommy Mitchell, well done to you, young man. Great effort last night.
Thanks, Gaz. Yeah, it was a surreal night and still sort of pinching myself as to what's happened, but, you know, very proud.
Gee, you sound nice and clear-eyed too, did you? What was the approach after the votes were all done and dusted?
Yeah, I got together with a few friends after the count and, yeah, had a few drinks and enjoyed the night, but, yeah, it sort of still hasn't really sunk in yet, but, yeah, not really quite sure what to make of it.
Hey, Tom, congratulations. You've had a brilliant season. Did you enjoy the night? Were you sitting there and nervous and anxious right throughout the course of the night?
I think during the count I was, you know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit anxious. You know, my palms were a little bit sweaty and, you know, I had the camera on me right in my face. So I was definitely a little bit nervous, but sort of once it all finished, it was great to be in the company of my family and friends and share the moment with them.
Was your dad buried there?
He was, yeah. He actually booked a room at Crown for the night, and he was one of the first people that I saw after the count, and, you know, that was a special moment. We had a hug, and, yeah, it was great to have not only him there, but my mum, brother and sister there as well.
They've been unbelievable supporters of yours throughout your junior days, mate, for a long, long time, so I'm sure that was a special moment. I'm just looking at it here. You went 3-3-3 in rounds 1, 2 and 3. Now, that is a nice way to have the nerves settled.
Yeah, it was a little bit. I think I sort of knew that I had a reasonable start to the season, but, you know, to get that that sort of lead early was, you know, it did help the nerves a little bit, but, you know, it's a long year and there's 23 rounds and in the end it felt like it was going on forever, but, you know, luckily in the end it fell my way.
A bloody side steel bottom. He just came with a 3-3-3 himself in round 3, 4 and 5 and he kept getting them. I mean, super player, I'm sure you understand that. Did you think that he had enough in him to give you a little bit of trouble in the back half?
Yeah, I did, actually. I think, you know, Steele had an outstanding year and, you know, Collingwood won a lot of games. So, you know, that's the funny thing about the Brownlow. It's so unpredictable and, you know, that's what keeps it exciting. You never know what's going to happen. And Steele would have been a worthy winner, but, you know, luckily enough for me, I just came out on top.
Hey, Tom, we spoke to Diesel Williams yesterday, and he said that he'd done a little bit of work with you. Can you sort of give us an insight as to some of what he may have taught you during that time or what he's spoken to you about, what you've been able to add to your game?
Yeah, he was a huge influence on me and sort of mentored me away from the footy club at my time in Sydney. And it was probably when I was struggling a little bit for confidence and, you know, I was playing a lot of reserves footy and not really sure where my career was going and whether I was actually going to make it as a league footballer. And he instilled that confidence in me. And it was probably a combination of, you know, working at my craft with my, you know, ball handling and handballing skills, but also the mentality I needed to carry to become, you know, an elite player. Or that's what I wanted to be anyway. So I spent a lot of time with him and he definitely helped me get to where I am today.
Hey, Tom, do you feel like you, in the time you've been at Hawthorn, you've become a better player than what you were in Sydney? Or is it just, I mean, Diesel made the point yesterday, you're spending a lot more time in the midfield perhaps than what you did at Sydney. But to me, you look like a more complete player.
Yeah, I think I've definitely improved the last two seasons. You know, under Clarko's guidance, I think I have definitely improved as a footballer. But, you know, having said that, I think my time in Sydney, while I love my time out there, I probably struggled a little bit for opportunity. So it's sort of a hard question to ask. I don't think, you know, I ever had the chance to really prove myself. But, you know, coming to Hawthorn, Clarko instilled so much belief in me and filled me with confidence. And I have no doubt that that's helped me improve as a player.
Hey, Tommy, can you take us back to the Sydney move? Every week I meet with Jared Healy and we do our show, and every week he brings it up as the worst deal that was done from a Sydney point of view of all time. He's filthy that you left the Swans. Can you just remind us how all that came about?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, during the 2016 season and obviously loved my time at the Swans and we had a pretty strong campaign that year and just lost the grand final to the the Bulldogs. And I remember throughout the year, I was very invested with the club, and some of my best mates were there and still are there. So I really wanted to win that premiership. But I just had a sort of funny feeling during the year that, you know, I lacked a little bit of opportunity in terms of, I was either playing in the reserves the years before that, or the games I was in the seniors, I'd come off the bench every quarter or play low game time. And I just felt, I had a little bit more to offer. And fortunately enough for me, an offer came from Hawthorn, to come and play a role in the midfield. And, I would have always wanted to come back to Melbourne eventually anyway, so it sort of felt like the right fit at the time.
Well, Hawthorn supporters are damn happy you are. Hey, you talk about professionalism, wanting to be the best you possibly could be. The whole diet situation, sometimes the Brownlow stories, there's a little bit that gets taken out of it and it becomes the biggest part of it all. And I'm reading here, you said that pre-game routine consisted of a box of barbecue shapes and a Kit Kat. Now, you got yourself barbecue shapes and a Kit Kat for life, so that's no problem. But just talk us through what happened there.
Well, I actually packed a packet of barbecue shapes in my suitcase. It's the off-season, so I thought I might treat myself tonight. But, it was probably... It is true. I think those things, the 1%, 2% things do add up. And, when you're a young 22-year-old kid, you think that, what's diet matter? It's just another little thing. But now that I've taken that more seriously and, a number of other things in terms of my sleep and overall professionalism, I think it's definitely elevated me and... now I really do understand what professionalism is.
17 minutes to 7. We're talking to the 2018 Brownlow medalist, Tom Mitchell. Had a brilliant AFL season. Tom, what about everybody yells out at some stage when they're playing against Hawthorn, who's on Tom Mitchell? Can somebody tag him? What's your reaction to that and the fact that a lot of people think, okay, well, all you need to do is sit on this bloke and you can beat Hawthorn?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. It's something that fluctuates between each game. Some teams choose to give you some attention, other teams don't. So sort of come in with a plan each game, prepared for either scenario. And, I think sometimes when a tag does come, it actually works to our advantage. You can make 2v1s and free up other midfield players for us. So Jago Mir and Isaac Smith and those guys can get off the chain. So it's not always a bad thing if I do happen to get a tag.
Tommy, that's all the serious footy stuff. Now, what happens now? What's life for a Brownlow medalist now? I mean, today would be just an unbelievably busy day. They've still got to bowl up to the Carbine Club today.
Yeah, it's a fair bit on today, I think. A number of radio interviews and TV interviews and followed by a lunch for the Carbine Club. And, it's all a bit of a whirlwind experience at the moment. Not really sure what's happening, but just trying to soak it all in. It's, a surreal feeling, as I mentioned, and to be in this position is, just a grateful feeling. So I'm just proud to and happy to be here.
Nat Fyfe did the famous photo with his shirt off, just lounging back on the hotel bed. What have you got planned? Anything like that?
Nah, nothing like that. No beanie and no shirts off for me. I think my rig's not in good enough position to get out, so I'll just be laying pretty low, I think.
And what about Hannah, your partner, who, I mean, it's a night that the girls are recognised for the fashion, of course, but, I mean, would be huge for her too if she had to sit alongside you. Does she come along to all your games? Does she know where you're at with in terms of the count and where you're progressing?
Yeah, she's sort of been thrown in the deep end a little bit this year. She had quite a bit of attention on her last night. She handled herself really well, but she's probably been the main reason where I am today. She's we moved in together this year, and she's instilled some good habits in me, and she's actually, maybe not only a better footballer, but a better person as well.
Hey, Tommy, my dear mum picks up her copy of the Herald Sun today. She'll go straight to the front page, and she'll see you on the cover there with your Brownlow around your neck, and she'll say, oh, he could have had a shave before he went last night.
Yeah, I had a little bit of stubble, as that was Hannah's request, actually, like the baby face, so... had to leave a little bit there, and I might have to shave it off today.
And just before we let you go as well, I don't know whether you've caught up with Al Clarkson, your coach's reaction to your win in the Brownlow last night. Have a listen to this. This is probably the first time you've heard this.
Yeah.
That's Tim's one and only joke, Tom, that he's had going all morning.
He fell asleep.
He did, didn't he? He didn't seem too interested to be there, but he congratulated me after that, but still no excuse, he fell asleep.
And finally, mate, your old man, Tim mentioned it early, Barry, and Sandra, your mum as well. He had an unbelievable footy career himself, and then he had a health scare, and he thankfully came out the other side. I couldn't imagine a prouder old man than your dad.
Yeah, very proud. I actually caught up with him yesterday morning for breakfast, and you know, we just said, you know, what will be. If the result goes my way, that's great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And you know, he's been such a great support for me and taught me everything I know about the game, but more importantly, in life, has been a great dad.
In fact, indeed. And we'll just get this on the record because there's a lot of people that tweeted, and there's a little muck-up last week with your management. There's no payment being done for your interviews this morning. We understand that, and that was just one of those little misunderstandings.
Yeah, I was a little bit unfortunate. I was a little bit disappointed about it. Obviously, I was completely unaware of that situation, and my manager just made a slight error in, you know, in that situation. But luckily, that's all brushed over now, and you know, happy to talk to whoever. And yeah, just really happy and privileged to be in this position.
Hey Tom, don't charge us, but you can charge anyone else after this interview. Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Good on you, mate. We appreciate it. Well done. Enjoy every minute.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, Tom.
Good on you, Tommy Mitchell. And I asked that question at the end because a lot of people are tweeting that. And Tom, by the way, had absolutely no understanding of the mistake that was made there. So it should never, ever reflect poorly on him. And a nicer young man and a more grounded and...
delightful young man.
Winner that... I mean, all the winners have been great, but...
really humble yeah, grounded, authentic young man.
Fantastic. So well done to Tommy, and big week, big day for him today, big couple of days coming up. Brownlow medal, how old is he? 24?
23 or 24, yeah. 23, young man.
24. Yeah, man. The way he paced him, you wouldn't count him out from being a dual Brownlow medalist.
Even a triple Brownlow medalist, Gary.
Good on your wisp. After the break, Lachie Neale spoke for the first time. Sammy McClure just got him on the red carpet and spoke to him and asked him that tough question about whether he'll be at Fremantle next year. And after seven, I've got a sincere apology from the weekend of football that I've overlooked, and I will, from the heart, deliver that after 7 o'clock.